You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Yesterday, President Joe Biden announced new sanctions on Russia, punishment for the invasion and ongoing bombardment of Ukraine. The sanctions target the Russian economy and individuals Biden says benefit from the Kremlin's policies. But before the invasion came the cyber attacks. Cybersecurity experts say Russia disrupted or took offline Ukrainian government websites and other critical infrastructure. Dmitry Alperovich is the executive chairman of Silverado Policy Accelerator, a geopolitical think tank. He says these new sanctions are significant, but come with the risk Russia will retaliate with cyber attacks against the U.S.
Well, President Biden was sending a message to Putin not to launch cyber attacks against us, that we're prepared for it, that there will be retaliations for it. He wasn't specific about what they may be. And when you look at the sanctions package, it is quite extensive. They're targeting major financial institutions. They're prohibiting exports of semiconductors and a range of other high-tech technologies to Russia. This will be very severe impact to the Russian economy. So it's not clear to me what else Vladimir Putin is going to be afraid of if he chooses to retaliate against the sanctions package of cyber attacks.
What might those cyber attacks look like if he does take that route?
Well, given that most of the sanctions are in the economic sphere, he may very well decide to retaliate reciprocally and target our financial systems, trying to go after, for example, our market settlement systems that settle stock trades on our stock exchanges. They can try to go after the Fedwire system that's responsible for the wire transfers across banks. They won't be able to have permanent shutdown of those systems, but they can have intermittent disruptions that can last for some hours, maybe even days.
How much of a role does this cyber component play in modern warfare?
Well, cyber now provides a great asymmetric weapon where you can reach far across the ocean and touch someone and attempt to destroy their network, have an economic impact on their country. So Russia has used that extensively, really over the last 35 years when they started developing this technology back in the mid-80s, and has really perfected it as a coercion tool on many battlefields, including in Ukraine and in other countries as well.
And how resilient is Ukraine to any additional cyber attacks as this conflict continues?
You know, I think when it comes to Ukraine, unfortunately, cyber is going to be the least of their concerns when they're facing this onslaught of military assaults and, potential for decapitation of the government that the U.S. intelligence community is so afraid of. I don't think that they're going to be too worried about any cyber effects at the moment, given just the complete assault from all sides that their country is experiencing right now.
Dmitry Alperovich of Silverado Policy Accelerator. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.